Stoned driving laws. Australia has introduced a new system to measure the level of impairment in drivers suspected of being under the influence of alcohol or other substances. The law aims to reduce road fatalities and promote safer driving practices among citizens. By setting a specific number for how stoned is too stoned to drive, authorities hope to minimize the risk of accidents caused by impaired drivers. This new approach will help to ensure that all drivers are held accountable for their actions on the road. The system uses a numerical value to assess an individual's level of impairment, taking into account factors such as blood alcohol concentration and other substances in their system. If a driver is deemed to be above the set limit, they will face penalties, including fines and potential license suspension. This new law represents a significant shift in Australia's approach to road safety, with a focus on education and enforcement. According to experts, this new measure has the potential to significantly reduce the number of road fatalities caused by impaired driving. By providing a clear and objective standard for measuring impairment, authorities can identify and address the root causes of these accidents more effectively. This will ultimately lead to safer roads and reduced risks for all drivers. The implementation of this law is expected to be phased in over the coming months, with a comprehensive education campaign being launched to inform the public about the new system and its implications. This will include targeted advertising campaigns, road safety workshops, and community outreach programs to ensure that all citizens are aware of their responsibilities as drivers. In addition to the educational efforts, authorities will also be increasing enforcement measures to ensure that those who attempt to drive under the influence are caught and punished accordingly. This may involve increased patrols by law enforcement agencies, as well as the use of advanced technology such as breathalyzers and other testing devices. The new law is seen as a major step forward in Australia's efforts to reduce road fatalities and promote safer driving practices. By setting a clear standard for measuring impairment and providing consequences for those who fail to meet it, authorities can help to create a culture of accountability among drivers. This will ultimately lead to safer roads and reduced risks for all users. The impact of this new law will be closely monitored by road safety experts and researchers, who will be tracking its effectiveness in reducing road fatalities and improving driving practices. By studying the outcomes of this new measure, authorities can refine their approach and make necessary adjustments to ensure that it remains an effective tool in promoting safer roads. The introduction of this new law reflects a growing recognition of the importance of road safety in Australia. As the country continues to urbanize and more people take to the roads, there is a pressing need for measures that can help to reduce the risks associated with driving. This new system represents an important step forward in addressing these challenges. By setting a clear standard for measuring impairment and providing consequences for those who fail to meet it, authorities can help to create a culture of accountability among drivers. This will ultimately lead to safer roads and reduced risks for all users. The success of this new law will depend on the effectiveness of its implementation and enforcement. As Australia continues to navigate the complexities of road safety, this new law represents an important step forward in promoting safer driving practices and reducing road fatalities. By working together to educate and enforce this new measure, authorities can help to create a safer and more responsible driving culture.